Hey everyone, it's Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Kind Words for the Mind. Today, we're diving into something super important. Mindful communication skills. Ever feel like your words sometimes, well, they just get lost in translation? You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and you think they totally miss the point? Or worse, when a simple conversation turns into a full-blown misunderstanding. It happens to the best of us. But guess what? There are ways to level up our communication game and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. We'll be exploring some practical tools and techniques that can make all the difference. Get ready to unlock a whole new level of connection with the people you care about most. Let's get real for a second. Life is busy, right? We're juggling work, family, social commitments. Sometimes it feels like there are just not enough hours in the day. And when we're feeling rushed or stressed, our communication can suffer. We might jump to conclusions, say things without thinking, or even shut down completely. But here's the thing. Mindful communication is about being present and intentional with our words. It's about listening actively, truly understanding the other person's perspective, and expressing ourselves clearly and compassionately. Now, I know what you might be thinking, easier said than done, right? But trust me, it's totally achievable. And the rewards are worth it. Mindful communication can. 1. Boost your emotional intelligence. Ever notice how people who communicate mindfully seem to have a knack for understanding and managing emotions? It's because they are paying attention not just to what's being said, but also to the unspoken cues, body language, tone of voice, and facial expressions. By honing your listening skills, you become more attuned to the emotional landscape around you. 2. Strengthen your relationships. Think about it. Strong relationships are built on trust, empathy, and open communication. When we communicate mindfully, we create a safe space for vulnerability and honesty. We let people know that we truly hear them, see them, and value their perspective. That kind of connection is priceless. 3. Reduce conflict. Remember that old saying, words can wound? Well, mindful communication helps us choose our words carefully, avoid blame and criticism, and focus on finding solutions. It's about being respectful even when we disagree, which can help prevent arguments from escalating. 4. Improve your self-awareness. When you practice mindful communication, you become more aware of your own thoughts, feelings, and triggers. You start to understand how your words affect others, and you can make conscious choices to communicate in a way that is both authentic and kind. 5. Increase clarity and understanding. Let's face it, sometimes we just don't get each other. Mindful communication involves being clear, concise, and specific with our message. It also means asking questions to ensure that we understand the other person's perspective. This helps avoid misunderstandings and promotes genuine connection. Think about a time when you felt really heard and understood in a conversation. Maybe it was a heartfelt chat with a friend, a supportive discussion with your partner, or even a productive meeting at work. What made that interaction so special? Was it the way the other person listened, asked questions, or responded to what you were saying? I'll bet you felt more connected, more validated, and maybe even more inspired to keep the conversation going. That's the magic of mindful communication. It creates a space where we can truly connect with each other on a deeper level. So how do we put this into practice? Here are some simple yet powerful tips. 1. Practice active listening. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really focus on what the other person is saying. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, truly listen with the intention of understanding their perspective. 2. Use I statements. When expressing your feelings or needs, use I statements instead of blaming or accusing language. For example, instead of saying "you always interrupt me," try "I feel frustrated when I'm interrupted." This helps to create a more open and honest dialogue. 3. Ask clarifying questions. If you're not sure what someone means, don't be afraid to ask. It shows that you're engaged and want to understand their point of view. 4. Be mindful of your tone of voice. Our tone can often convey more than our words. Pay attention to how your voice sounds. Is it calm and reassuring, or tense and critical? Aim for a tone that is respectful, empathetic, and genuine. 5. Take breaks when needed. If a conversation starts to get heated, take a break to cool down and collect your thoughts. It's better to pause than to say something you regret. Remember, mindful communication is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice and patience, but the rewards are truly worth it. So let's commit to being more present, intentional, and compassionate with our words, one conversation at a time. Let me know in the comments below what's your biggest takeaway from today's episode. What's one thing you can start doing differently tomorrow to improve your communication skills? I love hearing from you guys and seeing how these tools are making a difference in your lives. Remember, kind words can make all the difference in building stronger relationships and creating a more positive world. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.